Hi, it's Daniel.
And Victoria.
And we're doing our Bible final for, or midterm. I don't know, man. Let's just go with the flow. So basically, what the questions are is, what is our relationship personally with God, and how do we develop a good relationship, a stable foundation for a relationship with God? So I'll go first. I've been raised in the Adventist church my whole life. I have always believed that God is real, but I don't know. I don't always feel him. Like, sometimes in good times, I don't know, times? Is that a weird word? That's a weird word. Anyway, sometimes in good situations, like at camp, when you're all caught up in the swell of emotion and everything, you feel that he's there, you know that he's there. And to me, when I don't feel that, I don't know if he's real or not. I know he has to be, because there's no way that all of this incredible, intricate world that we live in, it couldn't exist without some incredible being beyond this terrible place. He had to make it. So, I know that he is real, but I don't always feel him. And I want to have a better relationship with him, but I don't know how at times.
And my relationship with God is a little bit different. I didn't exactly grow up in going to church every week or anything like that. I was in and out of church a lot of the time, and there was a lot of years where I just didn't go at all. And I'm starting to get back into the swing of things, going to church and stuff, but it's still hard for me to get into that routine again. And like Daniel said, at camp and stuff, you can feel God's presence. You are really into the music. You're into what the pastor's saying. You're just really feeling his presence there. But once you get back into your daily life, it's kind of hard to just have a devotional every morning and get up even earlier than you already have to for school. So I'm trying to get back into the groove of things, but it's a bit hard, especially during junior year.
I don't think having a relationship with God requires going to church every week or requires necessarily a daily devotion. But having a daily devotion is good. It is essential to having a relationship. Like, when you like a girl or a guy, you try and talk to them at least once every day. So, like that, when you're in a relationship with God, you try and talk to him at least once every day. It doesn't have to be in the morning. It doesn't have to be at night. Just sit down, just try and talk to him and understand what he wants you to hear or know.
Yeah, that is very true. There's just so much that if you do a devotion every morning and if you go to church every week, you feel more obligated to do things, which you shouldn't. You should feel like you want to spend time with God instead of just feel like the obligation is yours. And there's so much that you can do with all your time. Like, yeah, everybody always says change the world and everything, but you can't change the world without God's help. And in order to get God's help, you have to have a relationship with him. And there's no point in even living the life that he gave you unless you have a relationship with him. So I think that every morning, just getting up a little bit earlier, even 10 minutes earlier, I know it's a struggle. I understand that struggle. But if you pray to God and ask him to help you each morning, get up just a tad bit earlier, he will help you, and your relationship with him will develop so much more.